And we're back. We are here to do the Eastern Conference. The first team up is the New York Knicks. Their line is set at 53.5. Last season, they went 51-31. Another very, very busy offseason. They bring in Jordan Clarkson, Gershon Yabusele. They brought in Malcolm Brogdon, who then decided to retire. And they bring in Mike Brown and hopefully have a healthier version of Mitchell Robinson. They lost Precious Achiuwa, DeLon Wright, Cam Payne, PJ Tucker, and anybody else that you want to add, Max?
No, I don't have anyone else.
I nailed it. First try. All right. Over or under 53.5 for the New York Knickerbockers?
I got it at an over. This is a Mike Brown over. I don't know why you're smiling at me right now, but I think they're going to, like, he's going to bring this up tempo offense and a new look to what the Knicks are doing offensively, which has been their issue for the last few years under Tibbs, is that offensively they just couldn't really get it going. It should be less Brunson centric or Brunson forward, I guess would be the better word for it. I know they're running a lot more like two guard sets and things like that, or two guard fronts. And I'm interested in seeing how they utilize Cat within this offense. I think this team's going to be really good this year and will actually make a longer playoff run because their starters aren't going to be playing 48 minutes a game every game, which is going to be awesome. And then healthy Mitch Rob should really solidify that defense. So yeah. To me, I think this team is an over for me. I love the addition of Gershon Yabusele. He is going to be really awesome for this team. And then Jordan Clarkson off the bench, like, he's not going to pass the ball ever, but if scoring is something that you're worried about for this Knicks team, that is something that is going to be fixed with Jordan Clarkson. So I like the over on this one. It's a lot of games, but I'm taking the over in this really bad East.
I have an over and I have a lock. I think this could easily be the one seed, and I'm super high on the Cavs too, but this is three wins lower than the Cavs, so I am absolutely locking this one up. This team just went to the Eastern Conference Finals and beat a team in the Celtics that we all thought was one of the favorites to win the title last year, and then the Knicks bring in a whole bunch of guys who we think make them better. I really like the depth. Obviously, Clarkson isn't perfect, but yeah, they didn't have really any depth last year. So bringing in a guy that is a scorer of Clarkson's level is going to be huge. Obviously, we like Gershon. I just think this team is deep. They have, you know, a new offense that's going to be interesting. I don't know if it's going to be like what everyone is thinking it's going to be like this beautiful cutting, passing, perfect offense. Like, I do think there's going to be some getting used to. It's asking a lot of Mitchell Robinson to all of a sudden be a guy handling the ball a lot and screening a lot and being just a really big part of the offense, which is what Mike Brown asks of his bigs and what we saw from them in the preseason. But there are going to be a lot of really fun rotations for Mike Brown to experiment with. There's a lot of versatility, a lot more versatility. I think Josh Hart is actually a pretty good bet to win Sixth Man of the Year. He's going to be a guy who probably starts a lot of games because, you know, Mitch Robinson is going to be in and out of the lineup as he usually is. But I love this depth. They're at least 10 deep. If you want to include young guys like Huck Porty and Kolek, who could easily see the floor this year, they're even deeper than that. They go to 12. So this is an over lock for me.
I also had it locked. Forgot to mention that.
All right. That's lovely. Let's go to the next team, which I would be shocked if either of us have locked in either direction. The 76ers at 42.5. Last season was the season from hell, if we've ever seen one. 24-58. My goodness, how did that happen?
Holy.
They bring in a bunch of guys: Trenton Watford, Jabari Walker, Dominic Barlow, VJ Edgecombe. They draft. I think they drafted Jani Broom, and they lost Gershon Yabusele, Jared Butler, Ricky Council. 42.5, Max. You got any feel here? Anything? You got any confidence either way?
No, but I got to lean under 42.5. That is my most confident pick.
Well,
yeah. They're running it back somehow at a crossroads though. They're young. They have this like really, really good young guard core with, two aging injury prone former superstars. I'm not going to call them superstars right now. Well, Joel Embiid's closer than Paul George, I would think. But
Embiid was absolutely a superstar. We can't disrespect that man.
No. Former. Yeah. I meant former super. I guess I don't know what I meant, but I meant like superstars in this sense. Like, they're superstars right at this moment.
Yeah.
And I don't know if either of those are at this very moment. To me, I do believe we will see a better Embiid, But I don't know how much of a better Embiid in terms of how much you're going to get from him because he's 31 years old, and it almost from that long essay that you and I read the like at the off season, it almost seems like it's a miracle that he's walking. So that the idea that he can play at an MVP level for 60 games also seems like a miracle. And then Paul George is 35, so I'm not sure what you're getting from him. The answer to me seems relatively clear that they have something of a really solid young core with McCain, Grimes, Tyrese Maxey, Adembowma, Vijay Edgecombe. They're just really in this weird spot where they're built around these two guys that are injury prone and very old. And the fill-in parts are really young guys that need development. And I don't think there's any way to get a feel of this team. So anything but a lean is kind of ridiculous to me.
I agree that I like them better than last year. I'm happy they signed Grimes. I like Edgecombe a lot. I think Paul
Yeah,
George
Edgecombe's awesome.
has to be better than he was last year. And he was maybe a little bit overhated and over made fun of, but he was pretty rough for stretches last year. I think he'll bounce back a little bit. It's just like Embiid could play 20 games and I wouldn't be
Yeah.
surprised. He could play 30 games. I would kind of be surprised if he played over 45 games, honestly. So that is why I'm going under. I honestly am much more excited to watch this team. Sucks about Jared McCain getting hurt randomly.
Yeah.
But when he comes back, he'll be a fun watch too. So I have nothing bad to say about this team. I like you mentioned the article about Embiid over the summer actually made me like the guy a lot more and just be happy that
Me
we even
too.
got to see his career at all. But yeah, I'm not gonna bet on his health, and I'm just gonna take the under. And if they go over, I'll be happy for him, honestly. Next team is our beloved Celtics, who were gutted by the brutal second apron. The line is set at 41.5, following a 61-21 season. They bring in Anfernee Simons, Luka Garza, Josh Minot, Chris Boucher, as well as three rookies who may or may not play. They lose Al Horford, Jrue Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, Luke Kornet, and of course, an Achilles tear to a top five player in the world, Jason Tatum.
Why are you dragging this out?
41.5, over
It's
or
an
under?
un it's an under lock for me.
Locked it.
I think
Wow.
it's my favorite play on the board. They're gonna
No
be so
way.
fucking bad. They're gonna be so
No
bad.
way.
They're going to be so bad. They can't rebound. They can't do anything. If Brown gets hurt, I don't know how they're gonna score the basketball. Derek White is incredible. He can have 60 points a game. It's not gonna help. Well, this
Hey,
team is terrible.
hearing
Simons is
about the
gonna be
team ruined
fun.
your hair. They
My hair looks,
destroyed you physically.
I am destroyed. Where do I even begin? Let's start here.
I disagree with this. I think they're going to be
Okay.
better. I have the
You're
over.
gonna
I
think you
flipped
oh,
this
you think
back
they're
and
gonna be better
forth.
than 61 games wins a
No,
game?
they're going to be better than
Sorry.
41 and a half. They're going to win 42 freaking games because they're the Boston Celtics and they're coached by Joe Mazzulla, who's an intense psychopath. And
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Sorry to cut you off. I'm glad you mentioned Joe Mazzulla because they play this brand of Mazzulla ball, right? It's about pace and space, scheme, shoot a lot of threes. Yeah, that really hurts when you lose full five switchability with Jrue and Al leaving, and the stretching and spacing ability of KP, Al, and Luke is gone. So how the hell are we gonna run
Garza can fill it
Mazzulla
up,
ball?
man. Garza can
Oh, can
fill
he?
it
Because
up
he oh really? Can he? Because
now.
I watched him play. He's good. He's solid. I don't know if he's anywhere near KP level stretch. Kata sucks. Shireman sucks. Walsh
Come on.
sucks.
Don't do
Yes.
that. Don't do that
No,
to our
I
guys.
am
None
doing
of them suck. Literally,
it.
not one of them sucks.
Jordan, what are we doing? What are you doing right now?
Shireman
Tell me
does
when
not
was the
suck.
last time you saw
Kata is not a starting center, but he does not suck. He
Well,
is
that sucks because he's
perfectly
gonna be
above
fucking starting for
average.
us a
Yeah,
lot.
I know. Okay.
So you tell me, okay.
My words.
All right. Yeah, you tell me, right? Okay, first off, Hugo Gonzalez is incredible, and I stand by that he's going to be awesome. I love Hugo, or
Okay.
Hugo, excuse me. Simons
But
is
Kata
good.
sucks.
Kata does suck. Are you kidding me right now? Kata's abysmal. Shireman is disgusting at the game of basketball. Sorry. The NBA
Shireman's good.
literally signed you to this contract because they thought we do positive analysis of the
Well,
game,
it's our
and that
team,
is
so we
true
can
until
be
we get
as
to the
negative
Celtics.
as we want. Yeah.
Shireman was a wasted pick. He's
No, he
25 years old. He
was.
can't shoot. He stinks. He's fucking horrible. Jordan Walsh never could shoot. I don't know why the fuck they thought that's like asking him to grow hair. It's not going to happen. It's impossible for him. It's a bad, it's a bad pick.
He
I
ran out his
don't.
hair.
And Jordan, don't laugh at that. He has a disease. I think Minot is going to be great. I like Minot a lot. He's one that I'm very excited about. But other than that, this team's going to suck and they're going to be below 500.
That Shireman take was abysmal. That is
He
one of the
sucks,
worst
dude. What
takes
does he do good?
of my career. He was a rookie. He's fine. He's very talented.
He was a 25-year-old rookie. Just kidding. I don't know how old he is, but he's very old.
This offense is going to be good. I.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
It's
is.
not. They're going to shoot a million
Absolutely, it
games and
is.
they're going to play the variance game.
They're going to
They can't
shoot.
rebound. Who's going
They're
to
going to
rebound
shoot
for
a
them?
billion threes. A
Who's going to
billion.
rebound for them?
Kata.
Okay, sure. Was he? Who's going to rebound
Boucher.
for him when he gets five? When he gets 5 fouls in the first quarter? Who's going to do that?
Boucher is a great
Boucher,
add.
I'll give you. Boucher, I'll give you. He's a great ad. I love Boucher, but who's going to rebound for this team? Charmin's 25 years old.
Best lineup.
Charmin's 25 years old.
Best lineup. Pritchard. Love him. Derek White, one of the best
He
role
shot
players in the
30.
league.
Charmin shot 36% from the
Can I hear the
field.
best lineup?
Sorry. Go
Pritchard.
ahead.
Derek White, one of the best role players in the league. Jaylen Brown, an elite two-way player. Sam Hauser, a capable starting NBA player.
That's where it starts
And we're going small
going
with Chris
down.
Boucher at the five. We're going small.
Oh
We're
my God.
gonna get up and down. We're gonna run. I'm
Oh my
genuinely being
God.
serious. That lineup is their best lineup because
Tillman
Boucher.
off the bench. Garza, why not?
Tillman had a good
Nice.
preseason game last night. There's not a lot of two-way ability here. I'll give that. The
Classic
defense.
Mizzou ball. They can't switch. They can't shoot.
The defense is
They're
bad.
slow.
It's gonna be
No, they are
bad.
fast. Yeah, the defense is bad.
But Pritchard, Simons, Jaylen White, that right there, and then you add Hauser,
I mean,
like that's a really
three
good
just
offense too.
incredible facilitators, especially Jaylen Brown, just known for being able to set up his teammates
Derek
to
White is a
score. Derek
very,
White
very
can.
capable table setter. And by the way, did you forget that Tatum is gonna play? Because
Jesus. Yeah, I know that. That's what scares me is he's going to play in March, I think.
this
He's
line
gonna.
actually
That's scary.
reacted to Tatum, I think, because it was
Yeah.
at 30.
It was lower.
It was at
Yeah.
40 and a half. It was at 40 and a half, and it's
Yeah.
jumped to 41 and a half. Is that because they've had a very strong preseason? Could be. Is it also because Jason Tatum posted a video of himself dunking? Maybe.
Hey, I've watched every single fucking preseason game, and the Raptors were down by 30 and came back and beat them like 2 nights ago.
That's true. But they also beat someone by like 40. They beat the
Yeah,
Cavs, who didn't
and I
play any
believe
of their
that's
players.
yeah, I was gonna say I believe that was they I started in that game for the Cavs, so let's nip that in the bud because that is just ridiculous.
Yeah, well, they took care of Jalen Tyson. I will tell you that right now. That guy did not have a
Can we
shot.
cut the part that I said about Walsh? Because that's probably not gonna age well for my career.
Yeah, Walsh is going to see this and he's going to have a takeover
I'm
season. He's
sorry,
going to
Walsh.
break out.
I wish you could shoot though.
All right, this was a bad take by you.
It was a bad take. I
Minot's
love
going to be
this
a
team more
revelation.
than life.
Minot's going to be like a seventh man on a championship team in 3 years where
Hugo
he's like, oh my God, Minot saved the team.
is the only good thing about this team to me. Just kidding. I love like the only thing that I'm gonna actually care about because I'm not gonna care about Brown right now because I love him, but this team is really bad. I'm gonna care about Hugo right now. Max
He's
Schulga
not going to play.
stinks.
I hope you
Terrible
know
pick.
Ugo is not going to see the court because that's how good this
He
team is that he can't play
he's
over
gonna start for us. He's gonna be
him.
starting
He's
week
not.
three.
Who's he going to play over? Who's he? We go.
Sam Hauser. Sam
No, he's
Hauser's our
not going to play
power
over Sam
forward.
Hauser.
Sam Hauser's listed as our power forward right now.
That's fine. He's going to
It's
be power forward.
disgusting.
Boucher
No,
is going to
it's
be the small
not
ball
fine.
five. I went through the best
Oh
lineup.
my
Were you not
God. We have a
listening?
6'9" 5".
Boucher was a great ad. He was a great
Boucher's
ad.
6'8", 200 pounds, and he's our five.
No, he's
The
not.
Clippers are going to put up.
That's gonna be a closing lineup when we go small. But Kata's gonna start, and Kata is gonna be serviceable, dude. He's gonna be serviceable. They're gonna win
He's not.
43
We watched
games.
him last year. He wasn't serviceable. He's not a
He
serviceable
was.
starting big in the league.
He was
He was a
serviceable.
serviceable backup. I made an entire t one of the only good TikToks I ever made. It got like 2 views. It was all about breaking down Cato losing us a game because I was so aggravated with
He
him.
was learning. Last year was his breakout. This year is he has
Last year, how
NBA
many?
power.
Let's see. He's been in the league. Let's see here. He's been in the league for. Well, his career, he's played 110 games, so that's not a ton.
Exactly. He
He's
was
been in the
learning
league
the
since
game.
2021. Okay, so he's been in the league for 4 years. This is his 5th year, but I don't know, dude. He is I don't believe in Kata. He's a career 0% 3-point shooter. Nice, dude. Good for that
Yeah,
stretchability
read his good stats, maybe.
that
Why are we talking about the
we're
thing
worried
that he doesn't do?
about. Oh, you mean the 1.7 points per game that he averages in the regular season? Oh, wait, maybe
Let
the
me see his
3.8.
offensive rebound rate, dude.
Maybe the 3.8 rebounds a game he averages. What about that?
You're
That's a
going counting
blow me
numbers
away.
on me. You're going
Oh, wait.
counting stats
Excuse me.
in the
Hey,
year
Jordan.
2025.
Excuse me. He averages 5 points a game. I was looking at his personal fouls per game.
Counting stats in the year
So.
2025. It's a bigger role. You have to
Oh,
adjust
sorry. Look at his
for a
true shooting
per-possession
percentage and tell
basis.
me what that is, because I've seen him miss layups, so I know it's not good.
I bet it is good. All right, we're moving on. Josh Minot's going to be really good. Boucher was a great add. Celtics win 43 games. Okay,
I'm sorry to all Celtics
Raptors.
players. I am a big fan of you guys. I'm frustrated with the team.
Raptor, you're frustrated with the second apron. We did nothing wrong, dude. Brad
Yeah,
did nothing
that's what it
wrong.
is. We drafted correctly, and then we get hurt for drafting correct. It doesn't make sense. Like you draft, you build the
Yeah.
way that they want you to build. They didn't even tank. Like they just
I
like,
know.
and then you get cut for that, and you have to trade
They
away all your
fleeced the
assets.
Nets and then the
Yeah.
picks worked out and they had to pay everybody and now whatever. All
It's
right.
whatever. I'm sorry,
Raptors
Jordan
set
Walsh. I
at
didn't mean to make that joke.
38.5. Last season they won 30 games. They lost 52 games. Don't know why I said it like that. They were 30 and 52. They bring in Mamu. They draft
Sure.
Colin Murray-Boyles. They get hopefully a healthy Brandon Ingram, and they lose an amazing player, which is going to really hurt them, Chris Boucher.
True. Does Chris Boucher start over Brandon Ingram?
might.
I have under 39.5 for this team. A full year of Brandon Ingram will be interesting to see in Toronto, but what are they building? I don't understand this team at all.
Building in there.
They're that was funny. A projected lineup of Quickley, Barrett, Ingram, Barnes, and Jakob Poeltl isn't like horrible, but then it's just I don't know. This team feels kind of strange. I think it's going to take a while to figure out what they're doing, and then they really need someone to. I feel like I'm a kind of a dead horse here, but they really need someone that can like actually facilitate, because I know Brandon Ingram is good at creating his own shot, but the way that this lineup is presented, it's Quickley creating his own shot for five plays. Then Barrett's like, I haven't touched the ball in a while. I'm going to shoot. And then Ingram and then Barnes doing the same thing. They would benefit from someone that could actually like run plays and initiate the offense,
Jamal
which is
Shedd?
completely
No.
not.
Scotty Barnes leap? No.
Shed, I do think could do something like that, but he's also, how tall is he again?
I think Shedd is exactly what you're describing. He's just not a good enough scorer,
Yes.
really.
But then, can you start him over Emmanuel Quickley, who you're
No,
paying
no,
like
no,
$70
no.
million a year to? Yeah. And then Barnes, like, I like Scotty Barnes. I really do. But he's your best player, right? Not
Yeah.
Ingram?
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
Scotty's better because of the defense.
Neither one are top 20
No,
NBA
Scotty's
20
definitely better
player.
now that I think about it. I was just thinking about
Yeah.
Scotty like not being able to dribble for a second, and I was like, maybe
Yeah,
Brandon's
like
better.
that does get stuck in your brain, but he is really good. I don't know. It's a really weird team. I'm gonna go
I'm going
under due to
under.
weirdness.
I'm going under two. I do think Ingram will help the offense a lot. This is a team that's just made up of a bunch of guys that I kind of like individually, but then you put them all together on this roster and the fit feels really clunky to me. This is a team that doesn't have enough shooting, just flat out. Poeltl, Barnes, Barrett, Ingram. Like, none of those guys are awesome volume 3-point shooters. Maybe BI can like change that part of his game. He's got the talent and obviously he's the level of shot maker that it wouldn't shock me if all of a sudden the coaches are like, dude, you have to shoot threes. Like, I could see him
Yeah.
being, capable of that, but still, you have three guys in the starting lineup that really aren't super reliable 3-point shooters. I know RJ's okay, but yeah, there's not enough offense here. I do think the defense is going to be fun to watch. I think they'll turn teams over a lot. They're super long and
Yeah.
switchable. I'd love Colin Murray-Boyles as a mini Draymond, just covering ground like nobody's business, guarding all five positions, all that stuff. But the depth is bad. The offense is bad. I'm going under. All right.
Yeah.
Let's move
Would you
to.
say there's another, he's a second round, a second year player that you like, right? What's his name?
Who? Oh,
Sorry.
Kenny Dick? Dick?
You would say you like what?
I do. I actually do like Dick. He's good.
Yeah,
He's
I
very
do.
good.
Yeah, sure. I like Grady Dick as well. Continue on to the next team, please.
All right. We're going to the Brooklyn Nets. Under?
Yeah, I so remember I told you about that that three-way parlay that I took that I locked up. It was like +628. The Nets were the second leg of that. I love this under. This team is awful. This team is really, really bad. I think this is one of the worst drafts from a team I've
Ooh, that's a good
literally ever seen.
topic. Yeah.
It is borderline reprehensible how they drafted. They drafted five guys that need the ball in their hands, and this is going to be like a ridiculously good draft class, I think. And none of those guys, they like reached on every single player, and they were like one of the, I think they're the only team to ever take five first round picks, and then they reached and took five kind of bad first round picks. So the key additions here: Michael Porter Jr., Igor Demin, Nolan Treor, Danny Wolf, Drake Powell, Ben Seroff, Kobe Bufkin, Haywood Highsmith. They lost Cam Johnson and Keon Johnson. No idea what they're doing here. Their own Joe Tsai came out and said that they're going to be losing, and verbatim was like, "Yeah, we're going to be bad this year and tanking." Finally, I can't believe they're getting a game over some of these other teams for some reason. Cam
It's 20 and
Thomas,
a half, by the
MPJ.
way, the line. I didn't say it. 20 and a half.
Yeah. So they're, and the other teams, the lower ones were 19 and a half. So this is the second lowest. MPJ is going to fist fight Cam Thomas for, or, yeah, that's his name, Cam Thomas for shots on this team. I watched a little bit of a preseason game, and neither of those guys passed a single time in the game. It's going to be ridiculous. And then, yeah, like Nolan Treor, Danny Wolf, Ben Seroff all need the ball in their hands. Drake Powell was a little bit of a reach because he didn't really produce too much, but we do like him. And then you're adding that to a bunch of different young guys on the team already. There's not even a semblance of building something here.
Yeah, rookie, like high usage playmakers just aren't going to go
Yeah,
well. And look,
they don't win
that's
games.
okay. Like they're going to be bad anyways. May as well be really bad. But I'm with you. I didn't even like the guys they drafted. Like Yegor at
Yeah.
eight was
A
maybe
re
the worst
yeah.
pick in the draft to me. I like he could prove me wrong. He was really highly touted going into
Senge might have
BYU,
some
but
thoughts on that.
Asenga, yeah. But yeah, I'm with you. Like they overachieved last year, in the beginning with Schroeder and Cam Johnson and Dorian Finney-Smith and Watford, and all those guys are now gone, and they won 26 games, and that was an overachievement. So this year is really just about those rookies and seeing if any of them can stick, if any of them have anything that they can take going forward. CT and MPJ just shot chucking doesn't feel like a lot of wins surrounded by
No.
those rookies who are just going to be trying to survive for most of the
Yeah.
season because they're going to
He's
get.
trying to buy Yegor, who can't shoot but
Yeah.
loves to have the ball in his hands. Danny Wolf, who only shoots but can't play defense. And
Cam Thomas, by the way, just playing like angry, just like shooting
yeah,
angrily.
which is
Like
worse.
he's just
It's
like
not
so
good
mad
because
at
he
the
was
front office
mad.
that he's like, watch this. I'm
Yes.
going to shoot even more. Yeah.
That'll show the league that didn't want me. I'm gonna do more of the thing that they were upset that I do.
Yeah, why
Yeah.
didn't you sign me? Watch this fucking 30 points on 35 shots. How about that?
Yeah. So,
All right.
all right.
Next team in we are going to the Central Division. The Cleveland Cavaliers are set at 56 and a half. Last season they were 64 and 18. 64 and 18, I repeat. They bring in Lonzo Ball and Larry Nance Jr., two players who I think can contribute right away. They lose Isaac Okoro and Ty Jerome. Some injuries here. Garland still dealing with that turf toe. I thought he was going to be okay for the start of
Yeah.
the season. And then Strus, a rough one, going to be a couple months with foot surgery. This is an overlock for me. What did you have?
Over, I didn't lock it just because I was yeah, I didn't lock it, but I should probably. I'm not going to, but I think I should.
The
The
reason,
turf toe hurts a little bit,
yeah,
but the
so the
East is
reason
so
I
bad.
locked this is because they won 64 games last year and they brought in guys that I think make them better. I think Larry Nance is going
Yeah.
to actually make them better and nobody really talked about it. Everybody's talking about Lonzo Ball and I think rightfully so.
Yeah,
I
he's
think
awesome.
his defense and passing and spacing is going to be an upgrade even over Ty Jerome, who was absolutely awesome last year, but he's just not a great defender. Hopefully Lonzo can be better on that end.
Yeah.
You hope Lonzo can just stay on the floor really more than anything.
And they also brought in Tyrese Proctor, who I really like. I
Oh,
wanted
that's a
the
good call,
Celtics to
yeah.
get him. He's going to be like I think he probably will, maybe will play for them because they kind of could
With
use
Strus
some
and Garland
wings.
out,
Well, they more so
there's
they
an
got rid of
opportunity.
like he could take that wing spot that's like occupied kind of by Dean Wade and like
Hunter.
Strus
Yeah.
and like I'm talking lower than that because they got rid of LeVert and what's it called Isaac Okoro as well as Javonte Green. So those guys are like in Ty Jerome. Like those guys kind of like Proctor.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll even play. I probably spent too much time talking about him, but they also brought in Thomas Bryant and then they waived Killian Hayes, who they did bring in, but they waived him today, which is crazy too. Yeah. So the bench shot 29% from three in that Pacers series. So bringing in some
Bad.
shooters like Lonzo and Larry Nance can shoot the ball pretty well. So bringing in those guys are definitely going to help. And then I think at this point, you probably have questions about like the Allen Mobley Garland core, just if they don't go anywhere in the playoffs. Regular season though, they always play really well. And I have them this year. I think they're going to win the East. And they are in. I know I totally forgot to talk about the tiers, but the tiers that I would be surprised, but only slightly surprised if they won, were the Cavs, the Knicks, the Rockets, the Wolves, the Mavericks, the Warriors, the Lakers, and one more team we haven't covered yet. And for me, I just think like this team is really solid. The questions aren't about the regular season, it's about the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm with you. I would have them in that same tier, but people seem to conveniently forget that, like, first of all, they ran into an absolute buzzsaw of a Pacers team
Yeah.
last year that everybody was
Yeah,
wrong
they went to the
about, and they were
finals.
way better than we thought, and they easily could have won the finals if their best player didn't tear his Achilles, what, 3 minutes into game seven. Like, that was an elite team that everybody was like, oh my God, the Cavs lost again, like these bums. And also, they got hurt. Darius Garland and
Yeah,
Evan
Darius
Mobley were
Garland,
not right for that
Mobley.
series. I understand they got absolutely dog walked, so you can't give them too much of an excuse, but like this team won 64 games. They were the favorites all season. They were the one seed all season, and then they brought guys in that make them better. I don't know how this line drops so much. The only argument is the injuries to Strus and Garland, but I think the depth makes up for it. They have an elite coach in Kenny Atkinson. Mobley can take another jump. Donovan Mitchell's gonna up the usage back up. He took a back seat last year when Garland was healthy. With Garland out, with Strus out, like Donovan's gonna go absolutely crazy. Mobley, I'm really excited to watch. So this is an absolute lock for me. I would be really surprised if they miss this. I put money on this weeks ago, like when the lines came out. I was like, that instantly deposited money and put money on this. All right. Next team is the Detroit Pistons at 46 and a half. Last season they were 44 and 38. They bring in Duncan Robinson, Caris LeVert, and they get back hopefully Jaden Ivey for at least some part of this season. There was some news about him today that he's going to be out for a while, which was really unfortunate. They lose Dennis Schroeder, Simone Fontecchio, and nobody on earth knows what's going on with Malik Beasley. So 46 and a half.
I have a slight over. I was really excited to see this Jaden Ivey season, especially because it's a contract year for him. So like he really needed to produce, and we like Jaden Ivey's awesome. It was such a shame that he got hurt like really quickly. I think it was in that Charlotte game. Just tough. They lost some vets, but they were able to tinker around the edges enough to cover these losses pretty well, in my opinion. Like I think Duncan Robinson can do what Malik Beasley was doing, I think. Maybe
Yeah.
not to the extent he, because Malik Beasley was the best 3-point shooter in the league last year, but Robinson's up there for sure. I'm still worried about their depth, specifically at the big. I would love an upgrade at that Isaiah Stewart spot. I think
Oh,
that would
dude, I
be.
love Stu. I disagree.
I love him too.
I think that's perfect.
Really, I don't know if I see him as the starting big in a team that wins a
Well, he's not.
championship.
It's Durin. It's Tobias and Durin, and then Stewart's the backup.
I think he's, yeah. So that's what I mean, like the Tobias area plus, like, I mean, because sometimes they can start Durin and Beef Stew if they want to go massive. And I don't know. I think Beef Stew is a great backup center, but I would love an upgrade there, like to pair with Durin, in my
So,
opinion.
upgrading Tobias, yeah.
And then I think Robinson and LeVert will help keep the offense producing well enough because LeVert is like a shot chucker, but he's also like a pretty good shot maker as well. They were 14th in the NBA in offensive rating last year, so that's not really like, I don't know if they'll dip too bad, but I do worry about that defensive issues that come with these signings. Robinson is not a good defender. LeVert has his defensive issues. Really for this team, I like that they're running it back with his main core. I would like to see Ausar get more minutes. I think he will get more minutes and I think he's on leap alert this year because he is such a strong, like, he's just a good player. Like, I believe in him. And then I would be interested in seeing if Ivy becomes a trade candidate to see, like, if they're winning, maybe just seeing what they can get for him to upgrade something.
All right, so that was an interesting monologue there because you took their over, but I feel like you said a bunch of bad things. I took their
Yeah.
under, but the more you talked, the more I disagreed with you, and I'm actually flipping to an over.
Cool.
I'm
So I
taking.
did a lot of bad things. That was just a
Yeah,
bad
no, it was
monologue.
just terrible all around. Thank you for that. You actually enlightened me to what I need to do now with this team. I think Duncan Robinson, he's not going to totally replace Hardaway Jr. and Malik Beasley by himself, but he is at least going to be in that role, and we saw that. They run a lot of really great off-ball stuff for their shooters. Cade is awesome at finding shooters in
Yeah.
transition. That's a very seamless fit. They bring in LeVert. Hopefully, like if we're projecting Ivy to be healthy at some point, LeVert plus Ivy really upgrades the bench creation that Schroeder gave them last year, which was a really important role for them. Schroeder coming in and being
Yeah.
that creator when Cade was off the floor. I think LeVert by himself can do that, but when Ivy gets back, LeVert and Ivy are going to be really good off the bench to handle those non-Cade minutes. And I totally disagree with you about the defense. I think this is a really good defense. I think it's top 10 minimum, could be even better than that. The only liability on this team is Duncan Robinson. Everybody else is very capable and switchable, and Isaiah Stewart is one of the most underrated defensive big men in the league. Like he's an elite defender. Jalen Duren is a very good defender. Ron Holland's an absolute psychopath. Assar is, in my opinion, I just did the rankings on my TikTok. I ranked Assar as the ninth best defender in the entire NBA and as the best wing defender in the entire NBA. So I think this defense can be borderline elite. I think the offense is going to be fine, not amazing, but I am going to switch from my under to and over 46 and a half.
I think that's, I don't know. Well, I like the
You took
over.
over, so you can't
Yeah.
disagree. Are
No, I did take the over. I
you gonna
understand. I'm
flip
just
under? Are
saying,
we gonna flip-flop each other because
no.
we
I'm
disagree?
taking the over. I like that. I don't know why I'm like arguing against the team, but I do think I don't know if they're gonna be as I don't know if they're gonna pop as well as they did last year. They're gonna
Yeah,
develop
the
and
other
be
thing,
better.
oh, I didn't even mention, Cade is arrow pointing up.
Yeah, Cade's insane.
Cade
Yeah,
could be one of the
Cade's
best
insane.
guys in the league, and there's absolutely a chance that he goes to another level. So that's another thing, and it's a weak East, so.
Yeah, I mean, last year they were, their defensive rating was, I don't, try to pull this up right now. I'm just wondering, like, it feels like they need a little bit more offense. That's kind of like, I feel like they're one guy away from being something
I
really
totally
special.
agree. I could not agree more. But I think it's a better defense and an offense that's led by a guy in Cade who can just create offense out of thin air. And I like
Yeah.
the additions of LeVert and Robinson, which help the
Yeah.
offense.
And they were 12th in net rating, and I don't think they got, I don't know if they necessarily got worse on either side.
No, and by the way, I think they were like fine, and then they popped midway when they really started clicking.
Yeah.
And if you take like their net rating or their defensive rating from a certain point to the end of the season, it looks even better. I know obviously you can do that with a bunch of teams, but I just feel like they were a little bit of a late bloomer in all those stats. All right, let's go
Yeah.
to the next team, the Milwaukee Bucks, who are set at 43 and a half. They won 48 games last season. They bring in Miles Turner, Cole Anthony, Amir Coffey. They lose Brook Lopez, Damian Lillard, and Pat Connaughton. This is an over and a lock for me, Max. What do you got?
Damn it. It's an over and a lock for me, and they
Stole
also
your
lost
thunder.
Vasily Micic, and they got Gary Harris as well, so Magic Light over there. This is a new look core with Miles Turner and Giannis pairing up there. There's a questionable future around Giannis here, and I'm going all in. I bet him for MVP. I bet the Bucks to win the East. I also took a, or that was where I left it. I didn't take them to win the finals, but I guess I could
That's too
have.
much.
It's just a little too much for me. That's a lot of change to be made to a team for them to just like then up and run and win the finals, I think, in my opinion, but I don't know. To me, Giannis, this is just a Giannis bet. He's one of the best players, if not the best player in the league. And what he's going to do with this team is going to be really interesting. I think I like the additions they made. Like, I think they're They brought in Dame with the idea that they're going to be able to play this like pick and roll 2-man game with him and Giannis, and it just never really
No,
came
never
worked out
worked.
the way that the, yeah, it never worked out the way that they wanted it to. But now this like double big thing that they have going on with Turner, who can also stretch the floor, like this floor, they're gonna have a lot better shooting. And I just like what they're doing. They have guys that can score the basketball now, and I feel confident about this Bucks team, which is kind of weird to
Yeah, I
say,
think
if
this
there's a
line is disrespectfully low
Yeah.
for a team with probably the second best player in the world on it. Last season, this is not an anti-Dame referendum, but last season, Giannis and Dame on the court together, they had a 118 offensive rating and a 5.4 net rating. With Dame off and Giannis on, this is 916 minutes. They had an offensive rating of 123.2. They shot 42% from three in those minutes, and they had a net rating of 9.3. So Giannis, like
Yeah.
point Giannis as the lead creator with a bunch of shooting around him, worked last year, and it's
Yeah.
gonna work again. This is a weird stretch, but from March 20th to April 13th, Dame was out with an injury. They went 11-3 in that stretch. Giannis averaged 31, 11, and almost 9 assists on 66% true shooting. 66% true shooting. The offensive rating was 127 during that stretch when he was on the floor. He gave us a glimpse last season of what it looks like when you put the ball in his hands and just have him be point Giannis and have all these really good high-level three-point shooters next to him. I think Miles Turner is an upgrade over Brook Lopez, at least defensively, probably offensively too. Yeah, this team's gonna win over 43.5 games. Giannis
Portis
is too good.
was out all year with like a PED thing.
Oh yeah, that was weird.
Having him off the bench, like that guy puts up like 16 a game.
Yeah.
He's gonna contribute. They got a little younger, which is always good, I think. Because it's not like they got significantly younger where they were just bringing in the youngest guys in the NBA, but they got to that nice middle ground with Cole Anthony and Gary Harris, guys that are a little bit on the younger side in terms of getting rid of Pat Connaughton and Chris Middleton, who were just up there in age and couldn't defend. Their defense last year was horrible. They're bringing in guys that can contribute. Like I like what Gary Trent can do. I mean Kuzma was aw he can't be that bad, right?
Yeah, I was gonna
He's
say
got to be better.
there are guys like Kuzma, like KPJ, who they really relied on last year because they had
Yes.
to rely on. And they brought in enough guys now where it's like if KPJ's having a really bad KPJ game with
Yeah.
turnovers and not passing and bad shot selection, like maybe
Fighting.
you get a Cole Anthony night in those
Yes.
minutes. Maybe Ryan Rollins can fill that role for a night, right? So like AJ Green, Torian Prince can fill in for
Yeah.
Kuzma, and you still have, enough guys on the bench. I think it's a much improved, well, I shouldn't say it's a much improved roster because they lost Dame, but I think it's a roster that makes more sense.
We can say it's a much improved roster, I think.
I don't.
Dame is really good, and I don't want him
Yeah,
us to
Dame's
think
Dame,
that.
dude.
But we brought in Miles. They brought in Miles Turner, and they brought in. I don't know. It feels like in some ways it's improvement by
I don't
subtraction.
know if it's improvement. It feels close, and they won 48 games last year in a weird year with
Yeah,
injuries
fair.
to Dame and Portis and all that stuff. So, all right, we are both overlocked on Bucks. When we both lock
Good
things, you should
things
probably
happen.
take note of that. Yeah, you should
Yeah.
probably write that
It's
down.
going to be a loss for the boys, so take note of that. Bet against it.
All right. Next team is the Chicago Bulls. 32.5 is the line. They were 39-43 last year, which I kind of forgot that they ended up at 39.
Yeah.
They bring in Isaac Okoro. They draft Noah Sengue. Is that Mo Gay on their roster? I think it is.
Is Mo Gay,
They
yeah.
lose Talen Horton-Tucker. Did they lose anyone else? That's all I had written down.
Lonzo Ball.
Yeah, that's a good one, Lonzo.
And they brought in Rocco Zakarski, Australian legend, NBL baby. I'm pretty sure he was there. Not to steal your thunder here, but I'm gonna lock this under.
You're locking the under.
Oh, and I rhymed. I didn't even know I did. Yeah, I'm locking the under. I don't like this team at all.
I have the over. This line is
What?
insane. This line is insane. They won 39 games last year.
Yeah. I don't think they're gonna do that again. I
Wait, you
guess the
went
East did get
33.
worse. I don't like this team. Wait,
Modest,
what's the
dude?
wait, I have it at 33 and a half.
I have 32.5, but
Oh.
I
It
text
doesn't
you
really
this.
matter.
I text you this in the
I'm gonna
morning
take the
and you
under. Yeah,
didn't.
you did text me that. No, did you mention Bulls in that text? It doesn't matter.
Probably.
I don't like this team very much. I think there's a lot of confusion with them. I just don't like what they're like. I don't
Confusion.
think they have
There's
a
no
semblance of a team.
confusion, dude. The Bulls
What's
know
it,
who they are. They're fun.
what
They're
are they?
fast. They shoot a lot of threes.
Mid.
They miss a lot of shots. They turn the ball over. They go up and down. That's what they do. Okay.
Yeah.
They either
Remedy
score
for wins.
140 or
That's
they
what that
give up
sounds like.
140. And that's what happens every single night. And this is a 34 to 35 win team. This is a disgustingly low line for a team with a decent amount of talent. Like, this is not the Washington Wizards. This is not a team that's totally bereft of talent. So I think Okoro actually,
Bereft. That's a
yeah.
very nice word. That's
Yeah.
pretty sweet.
That's the one I go to when I really want to win the argument.
Sure.
Okoro helps the defense, is what I was going to say.
Sure. He helps the shooting. Oh wait, no, he doesn't. I'll be honest with you, I just need some unders, and I also don't like this team very much.
All right, fair enough. It's a
Because I
modest
went
lead.
over on a lot of
This could be factoring in a Vucevic trade, which would significantly hurt, I'll be honest. That would definitely make
Well, he
sense.
can't move anymore, so I don't know of how badly it would hurt.
It would crush their offense.
Who are
And
they
it would
getting,
be the
though?
right move because they
It would
should.
be the right move.
But all right. Anyways, next team is the Indiana Pacers with a line set at 37 and a half. They were 50 and 32 last year. They bring in Jae Huff and they draft Cam Jones. They lost Miles Turner and Thomas Bryant. And of course, the unfortunate injury to Tyrese Halliburton, who we haven't heard anything about, probably not going to play this season.
Yeah, probably not
Already
soon.
have TJ McConnell missing at least a month. Max, 37 and a half. What do you got?
Over. This is one of the reasons why I had to drop the Bulls down. I have the over on this team. I
Okay.
don't know why, dude. I think they're gonna be. I think they're like. So Rick Carlisle does not coach losing teams, really. I know he left Dallas, but that was just kind of, it got stale there, and they weren't able to go as far in the playoffs as they wanted. But it's not like he was coaching losing teams. This is a team full of just like Siakam is real is just. In my mind, with his playoff performance and what he was able to do, just took a big step. And I believe in this team filled with guys that really want to play and prove themselves to be something. I think they have a chip on their shoulder, and I think they're going to win more than 37 games because, or 37 games, more than 36 games. Nembhard is going to play well. I believe in Jae Huff, like, I think is a good addition to the team. I know losing Miles Turner obviously really is going to gut them because he was a big part of what they did, but I think Jae Huff can do have aspects of that. I'm not saying he's like a perfect one-to-one version of Miles Turner, obviously. And obviously this team is going to regress a little bit, but I don't know, dude. I like the over here. I'm not locking it, but I lean it.
So I had this over and I was super close having the over in the first place. And then McConnell got hurt and I think
Yeah,
it's
that
going to
hurts.
be a decent amount of time. And I ended up flipping to the under. The centers are rough. Like,
The centers are bad, yeah.
I like Jae Huff, sure. Isaiah Jackson, really athletic, hasn't proven anything. It's not going to be super pretty at that
Is Tony
position.
Bradley still floating around as a center for them?
Yeah, Tony Bradley is still there. Kind of a playoff legend, had some moments.
James Wiseman, little Wiseman, what's it called? Bounce back.
Yeah, don't
He's
think so.
only 24, Jordan.
Yeah. I just don't see enough offense with this team, and I think the center, not having a center who can play reliable defense
Yeah.
is kind of a death sentence in the NBA regular season.
You look at the depth chart, though, they're not. I mean, the centers do hurt. Like, I can't sit here and sit and say like Isaiah Jackson and Jae Huff and James Wiseman and Tony Bradley is a great center lineup. But they are pretty versatile. I like Nembhard. I like Ben Mathis. I like Aaron Nesmith. I like Siakam, Furphy, Shepherd, Obi Toppin. Those are guys, and Jairus Walker too. Those are guys that are going to be able to come in and score and win. And then this is just a really bad East. And I think when you're playing with Carlisle, he's going to coach those guys up hard. I don't know. I see a way for them to get those wins.
It's fair. I see it too. That was a tough one. All right, let's go to the final division, the Southeast. We start with the Orlando Magic with a line set at 50 and a half. They were 41 and 41 last season. They bring in Desmond Bane in a big trade. They bring in Tyus Jones. They draft Jace Richardson, and they lose a whole bunch of guys: KCP, Cole Anthony, Corey Joseph, Gary Harris, Caleb Houston. What do you got here?
I have the over. I'm not locking it. Last year, they shot 31.8% from three. They were last in pace last year at 15.6%. 15.6 seconds per possession.
Interesting.
They fixed this with Bane and Tyus Jones. They're great shooters. They're great decision makers. Tyus Jones, in particular, is pretty much ideal. Well, I guess they're both ideal for what they're trying to do. Bane addresses that shooting. Tyus Jones is like an elite table setter, exactly what we're looking for this team. And then Jace Richardson, who they brought in, I know he's 6'1", but he shot 41.2% from three in college so far, and he's been playing really well. He can run and gun as well. Last year was the year from hell, basically, with all those injuries that they went through, and they still went 41-41. I'm pretty confident that they can win 10 more games with a healthy Paolo, a healthy Franz, a healthy Suggs, along with bringing in Desmond Bane and Tyus Jones to kind of round out what this team is.
I'm with you. This is an over, and it feels like a big jump for a team that hasn't been elite for a team to go out now and win 51 games all of a sudden. But I do think Desmond Bane does that much for this offense. Like, this was a team that had a very, very clear issue, could not shoot the ball. Bane comes in and immediately changes that. He's one of the best shooters in the league. I'm so beyond excited to see Paolo and Franz play with a guy of Desmond Bane's caliber as a shooter. I still think this is a top three defense in the league. They were number two last season with those crazy injuries. Jalen Suggs missed a ton of last season. Obviously, Paolo and Franz were both out for big stretches. So the defense is like ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous, regardless of the fact that they brought in Tyus Jones, who's not a good defender, and Jace Richardson, who is a rookie and super small. But I just think the fit now around Paolo and Franz is a lot more complimentary than really we've ever seen it. And the defense remains elite. Like, Wendell Carter, I think, is one of the most underrated players in the league. He is an excellent defender, can play any scheme you ask him to. Suggs is obviously the guy who can guard anybody on the perimeter and give you that point of attack stuff. And then Bane, Franz, and Paolo are all switchable guys, guys who can guard multiple positions. Obviously, Franz and Paolo are gigantic and can help protect the rim a little bit. Bane is not an elite defender, but he's probably a plus defender. He's solid at least. And then you still bring Isaac and Goga and Da Silva off the bench, Anthony Black off the bench. It is a ridiculous defense. I think that is a recipe for a lot of wins in the regular season, and the offense is going to be so much better if they can just stay healthy for at least more than last season and integrate Bane, which I think is going to be really, really easy. I love this team. This is one of the teams that I'm most excited to watch just because I think they could be like really, really good, and we could start, they could sneak their way into the Knicks, Cavs tier in the East potentially if we see some leaps from their guys. So I'm going over. I'm not locking it because it's kind of a high number, but I love that. Love that over. Love that team. Okay. Hawks.
Wait, real quick.
Yeah.
Also, Mo Wagner was hurt. Like,
Mo Wagner was hurt. It was, dude, it was the year from hell. There was nothing.
there was a point where they literally couldn't score more than the 80 points. It felt like it was like a miracle for them to do that. So, I agree. Can't lock it because it's such a high number, but love it. Love it.
Could lock it, but we're just afraid. Okay.
Not gonna lock it, but love this team.
Hawks 47.5. Last season they went
Oof.
40 and 42. They had one of the better off seasons in the league. They bring in Nickeil Alexander-Walker. They get Kristaps Porzingis, who was sick for 3 months max and just destroyed our Celtics, and now he's just all of a sudden fine, back to playing, and probably going to start for the Hawks. They bring in Luke Kennard. They draft Asa Newell. I think this guy's name is Enfali Dante, who had some moments in the preseason, I will say. They
Yes.
lose Clint Capella, Garrison Matthews, Larry Nance Jr., Kobe Bufkin, Caris LeVert, Terrence Mann, George Niang, and David Roddy. So we're looking at a largely new team around the same core. What do you got here?
Over 47 and a half. They are built with guys that we just straight up, you and me, love as players. If you're taking bets at home on different jerseys that Jordan and I are going to gift each other,
There should be some Hawks
down
on
there,
that
there's going to
list.
be some Hawks in there, for sure. Hawks and Magic. I think the Hawks are going to be really good this year. The stretching ability that they just added with KP is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, what he did for the Celtics when he was healthy completely transformed them as a team. And what he's going to provide to the Hawks now that he's healthy is going to do the same for them. People forget Jalen Johnson went out very quickly into the season last year. Getting him back for a full season is going to be awesome. Last year, they were 18th in the NBA in 3-point percentage, 17th in offensive rating, and 18th in defensive rating. So they needed to get better on both sides since they're just kind of like middle of the
Just below
pack.
average, yeah.
Yeah, and I think both of those, I think all their additions are going to help that. The Okongwu KP lineups, like you can have a lineup of like Trey, Dyson Daniels, Jalen Johnson, Onyeka, KP. You could throw in Nickeil Alexander-Walker instead of Dyson. You can do like weird lineups with Richeche and like Jalen, Richeche, Dyson, Na. Like you can go small, you can go big, you can do whatever you want. And then yeah, like they address shooting with Kennard and Nickeil Alexander-Walker and KP, and yeah, the team is just extremely deep and very versatile and very good, and I love them a lot.
I have an over and a lock. By the way, I think Mo Gay is on this team. I don't.
Yeah,
I'm.
Moge's on. Wait, what?
Yeah,
Yeah,
Mo Gay's on the Hawks. I don't know
I'm
why I
pretty
thought.
sure Moge is on the Hawks. Yeah, and I don't know why I
Okay.
said yes.
Regardless, I have an over 47.5 lock. Trey surrounded by versatile defenders and freak athletes just equals a good basketball team every single time, and I love the additions. Nickeil, KP, Kennard. The top eight is going to be nasty. The fact that
Yeah.
Okongwu had the season that he had last year, and he's not even going to start because they bring in KP. Obviously, he'll start a bunch of games because Porzingis will miss a bunch. But that guy is a at like easily a starter level player. Double O. He was
Celtics
awesome
would
last year.
kill many people for
It would
Onyeka
literally kill somebody. Joe Mazzulla would
Okongwu.
sacrifice Kata to God.
That got away from you, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. After the top eight, though, they're a little bit thin. Like, I think Krejci's gonna play, Mogae's probably gonna play, Asa Newell might have to play on some non-KP nights, but that top eight is so seamless in the way that they fit together. Trae Young is just an offense unto himself, so
Yeah.
this is a lock and an over for me at 47.5. I think they can win 50 games. I'm surprised that the Magic are 4 wins ahead of them in the line, but that's why they're a lock. Okay, now to the Miami Heat at 37.5. They were right on this line last year at 37-45. They bring in Norm Powell, Fontecchio. They draft Jakučonis. They lose Duncan Robinson, Haywood Highsmith, Kevin Love, and Kyle Anderson. And Tyler Hero out early, at least 8 weeks with some foot surgery, I believe.
Yeah,
Out here.
surgery, I believe. Yeah. They also brought in Davion as well. And I have over here. I actually like this team. I like the starting lineup of Davion, Wiggins, Powell, Jovic, and Bam. I don't really like Jovic in that spot, but I think you can kind of like I think I would want to start Ware over there and go double big, right? Have Bam play
I
the
think
four.
theoretically having Ware in the starting lineup is the best, but he didn't prove it last season. And Spoelstra
Yeah.
was very vocal about him not proving it in all the little ways. But talent-wise, yeah,
Yeah.
you would hope that he
And
can get there
then
eventually.
I like Kasperas Gyokciunas. I'm sure I just butchered that, but he seems like a legit
Kasperis
player.
Jakučonis.
Kasperas Gyokciunas. He seems like a legit player, and I'm excited to see what he does. Fontecchio is a good addition as well. He can kind of just eat minutes. And to me, like, this team has a semblance of something where I think that in a weak East like this, with how good their coaching is and what they actually have, I think they can win some games here. So I have a slight lean of the over.
Yeah, I have them under. I think we could look up in 2 months and this offense could be like dead last in the
Yeah.
entire league without Tyler Hero. I think that
Yeah.
injury completely killed this for me. Are they going to run Bam at the top of the key handoffs with Norm all game? Is that going to be the whole thing? Are they going to run Wiggins post-ups? Terry Rozier hasn't given them anything since he's been there. Are they going to run it through him? Like,
Yeah.
I just don't
Hawkeyes could
see.
wake up. I don't know.
Yeah, like Hawkes had a down year last year. I don't see how they score points. I understand that Spoelstra's one of the best, if not the best, coaches in the league. This is a really serious and smart organization, but losing Hero, like they were so dependent on him, and their offense is going to be abysmal. Simple as that for me. I think that murdered it. I'm going under. Okay, now to the Charlotte Hornets, one of at least a top eight league pass team, at least.
Oh yeah.
Their line is set
I
at
have my
26 and
list.
a half. They were 19-63 last season. They bring in Colin Sexton, Con Knipl, Liam McNeely, Cyan James, Cockbrenner, Pat Connaughton. They did bring in Dinwiddie, but he's now been waived, I think. And they lose
Yes.
Mark Williams, Micic, Seth Curry, Taj Gibson, Nick Smith Jr., Wendell Moore, and Josh Okogie. 26 and a half. It's kind of a strange line. There's not many lines in that this range. What do you have?
Wait, they lost Seth Curry and Mark Williams too.
I said him.
Oh, he did. And then you mentioned Plumlee and Sexton.
I didn't mention Plumlee. I did mention Sexton.
Gotcha.
Plumlee wasn't
Okay,
there last
sorry.
year?
No.
Okay.
I think there's like four or five Plumlees floating around that kind
Yeah.
of just inhabit teams. I have them over my hometown Pistons, or oh, I don't even know what I just said. My hometown Hornets.
Yeah.
I was reading the Pistons name
You gonna be
ahead.
going to a lot of games? At least a couple?
I am. I'm going. I believe we're going to the Thunder Pistons game here in a few
Pistons,
days.
dude. You wanna
Why
be a
do I keep doing
Pistons
that?
fan
I
so
keep
bad.
looking at the Pistons thing. I believe we're going to the Thunder Hornets game in like a month, and then you and I are trying to go to that Nuggets, or we're going to be going to that Nuggets Hornets game. So that's going to be awesome. And then we are hoping to go to that Spurs Hornets game. Either way, the Hornets are ex they have an exciting young core. This is a lot of wins, I will be honest. I don't feel great about it, but they did get some adults in the room with Pat Connaughton and Plumlee and Sexton, guys that are gonna, make these guys play better. To me, it's the question of LaMelo. They were 28th in defensive rating last year, and that can't happen. They have to be better defensively. I don't know if they are going to able to be better defensively.
Yeah, I was gonna say
Especially
I think
leaving
they'd
Mark
be right
Williams.
there again.
Yeah, losing Mark Williams, who was probably, I guess, their best defensive player,
Yeah.
isn't going to help. But I don't really feel that great about this over now that I'm talking
I
speaking about it out loud.
took the over and I feel good about it. The defense is gonna be
Okay.
terrible. They can be 30th, they can be 29th, they can be 28th. I don't care. The defense is terrible. They're gonna be starting a rookie center in Cockbrenner who could be fine, could be like just below average to average, but like I do worry about him playing a really deep drop in the modern NBA if he's guarding, stretch fives, if he's guarding guys who can really fill it up on pull-up threes, like guys who can only play deep drop, I'm not super high on nowadays. Musa is the backup who is a little bit more versatile, but just really raw on offense. So how many minutes can Charles Lee
Salon might have
really
been a
give him?
miss.
Salon is absolutely a miss. However, with all that said, this is going to be a good offense. I feel good saying that if all their guys play, LaMelo, Miller, Knipl, this is a really good fitting offense. And Sexton, I love Sexton had a play in the preseason a couple nights ago where it was like everything just broke down. There's 5 seconds on the clock, and he absolutely mixes somebody on the wing and gets it to an elbow jumper. And just having a guy who can be a secondary creator in Colin Sexton, having Brandon Miller who can be healthy, hopefully, and just shoot a bunch of threes at 6'9" and get to the rim occasionally, hopefully. Miles Bridges, I think, is still a really solid player. He made like friggin' six threes in a row in their preseason game. I think this offense is going to be explosive. I still think LaMelo is an incredible offensive talent. The defense is going to be terrible, but can they get to 27 wins, excuse me, in a week East? I think they can. They need a little bit of health.
I agree. I agree with that.
All right. Last team, the Washington Wizards at 20 and a half. They were 18 and 64 last season. They bring in CJ McCollum, Cam Whitmore. They draft Trey Johnson and Will Riley. They lose Marcus Smart and Rashawn Holmes. Last one, what do you got?
And they lost Sadiq Bey, Malcolm Brogdon, Jordan Poole as well.
There.
And
Well,
they
pool is gone.
no, he was on the offseason trade, I thought.
No, was he?
I
Maybe.
believe so. And then they brought in Dylan Jones from the Thunder. I have the under as a lock. That was the third leg of my plus 620 unders parlay. I really like actually what they are building. Like it's a bunch of very young guys, and then they have a couple of older guys with McCollum and Chris Middleton in there to kind of just guide the youth a little bit. When youth plays like that, they're going to play badly and they're not going to win a lot of games, and that's fine. This is for development. I like that they're also just picking up young guys that are available and seeing if they can be anything, like Cam Whitmore, Marvin Bagley, Dylan Jones, AJ Johnson, just guys that are on their second or third teams from the teams that drafted them and just seeing like, hey, we can take a flyer on these guys if they're anything, whatever. They're going to be really bad. I think this like Trey Johnson, I think is going to be really good, but I don't see a single way that they don't go like I this they're just going to be bad. They're going to lose this many games.
Yeah, I have the under as well. You said you like what they're building. I like the process. I think, like what you said, picking up guys, taking flyers, being bad is the obviously right decision. You shouldn't be signing vets with this team. But they got unlucky, dude. Like having the second pick in the Risa Shea, Alex Saar draft, that's the year that you
That's
get the
tough.
top pick. And then this past draft, you end up at, what was it, six with Trey Johnson, who we
Six or
both really
five,
like,
something.
but it's like you really want that top two, top
Yeah,
three
you want a
pick in a
Cooper.
loaded draft like that. Like they just haven't gotten lucky,
This year, though.
lucky enough to have the talent on this roster. So I have the under. They're gonna be really bad. I don't honestly know how much of them I'm gonna watch after the first month or so of the season.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't have much more to say about them. I think we
I
did
really
it.
don't either. Yeah, I think it's time for gifts.
Hang on, real quick. My locks are OKC over 62 and a half, Denver over 54 and a half, Kings under 35 and a half, Knicks over 53 and a half, Cavs over 56 and a half, Bucks over 43 and a half, and Hawks over 47 and a half.
Okay, my locks are the Knicks over 52 and a half, Celtics over 50, sorry, under 41 and a half. Freudian slip there, Jordan. A Jordian slip. I'll be here all week. Bulls under 33 and a half, Wizards under 20 and a half, Mavericks over 41 and a half, Spurs over 43 and a half, Sacramento Kings under 35 and a half, Pelicans over 30 and a half, Suns over 31 and a half, Utah Jazz under 31 and a half. My sixth man of the year pick is Anfernee Simons of the Boston Celtics. I
Wow.
think he,
The team
yeah,
you're going
that,
under on?
yes. Most improved player, I have one of the Thompson twins, Aaron Gordon or Bruce Brown as my pick. And then MVP, I have Giannis Wemby Flyers. And then coach of the year, I took David Adelman. And then
Okay.
I bet, sorry, one final thing, I bet the Nuggets to win the finals this year because the Thunder are pretty juiced right now.
Nuggets are definitely gonna win the finals. Sixth man of the year is gonna be Josh Hart. Coach of the year, I didn't look into. I kind of like Jamal Mosley. He is the favorite though, so I'm not gonna say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
Quinn Snyder's not a bad pick.
Yeah.
Top six league pass teams, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
No, go ahead.
Number one, the San Antonio Spurs. Do you want me to
Great.
go one at a time or
Yeah, go.
okay. Number two, the Nuggets of Denver.
The Nuggets
Dude,
of Denver.
I want some feedback after every pick to see if you
I
agree.
literally did my top five on TikTok, and that
Oh,
was my
wow.
one.
I didn't watch. Three, the Rockets.
Rockets, yeah, I agree.
Four are the Hawks.
Yeah. So good.
Five are the Magic.
Yep. They're not on my
And then
list either.
six for me are the Pelicans. And I know that's a bad pick, but
Yeah, it
I'm
is a
gonna
bad
watch
pick
them.
because you didn't say the Mavs, who have Cooper Flagg and are super weird
Fuck,
and
you're right. You're right.
gigantic. I have
I
Spurs,
put the Mavs over
Nuggets,
the Magic.
Mavs, Hawks, Rockets.
Fuck. I put the Mavs over the Magic, I think. So it'd be Spurs, Nuggets, Rockets, Hawks, Mavs, Magic. And then honestly, I think the Clippers might be in there too.
Okay.
There's a lot of good basketball. There's a lot of good basketball. I'll say it.
All right, Max.
The time we've been waiting for.
I guess you want to go first, huh?
No, you go first. I want you to go
No, I
first.
want you to go first.
No, don't do this. I really want you to go first. First off, who do you think it is? Give me your final pick of who you think it is.
Dude, so we've been guessing back and forth for I don't know how
Been
long.
probably about a month, I think. Feel free to draw this out.
I think it's Franz.
Okay. Please, he's opening it, and oh, a bag in the bag. Get closer to the mic so they can hear you. It is Steph Castle.
Okay.
Let's
Yes.
go. How do you feel about it?
I feel excellent. He's gonna be hanging right up there.
up
Let's
there.
go. I like those pants, Jordy.
Dude,
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad.
that's
You never get. You
excellence.
never. You never guessed them.
No,
And
not even
I.
close. Not even close. Because you said that it was like a guy who was going to be an all-star soon, and he just didn't come to mind because I don't think he's going to
Yeah.
be. But
Okay. Cool.
that is
I meant
massive.
by soon. I meant down the line, not like
I
this year. Okay.
am excited. All right. You have no idea. You're not. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
I thought Herb Jones or Trey Murphy, but now I have no idea.
How
Let's go. Con Knipple, baby. Let's fucking go, Jordan.
about that for a
God,
surprise?
I love you. Thank you so much. I get to wear this to the Hornets game. Oh man, this is incredible. I appreciate you.
That's
This
why I
is
did it.
great.
You're gonna
This is
actually
awesome.
get some use out of that. So I was like, that's a
Yeah.
safe pick. I
Thank you.
did have Jalen Suggs open. I had Carter Bryant open. I had Denny Avdia open. And I went with
Oh.
Knipple because he's a Hornet and you're gonna go
That's
watch him
yeah.
play.
That's great picks. Love the colors I had for you. Musa Diabate was by far the
Oh.
second. Like he was literally he was $10 more than any other jersey. I couldn't
You
figure it
cheaped out
out.
on me?
I did cheap out on you. I was like, I'm not come on now. For Musa, I like him, but come on now.
I actually kind of did the same thing because I tried to buy Carter Bryant, but they didn't
Yeah.
have Fanatics didn't have Carter Bryant. So
Yeah.
it would have had to
Weird.
be the 150, and I wasn't
Yes. And
dropping it.
then it was I took, let's see here. I thought you would guess the Pelicans guys too easy. So I took them for a spin, but I didn't really feel good about it. Let's see. A lot of Portland got played through. Like Kamara was like a very long I sat on the Kamara for a long time.
Dude, you missed my favorite role player, I will say. Like you weren't even
Amen does
no.
not count. Okay, who is it?
Dude. God, you don't watch my videos and it hurts so bad. I made a whole YouTube video on him in the dead of summer when there was nothing going on, dude. Jabari. I would literally die
Oh
for Jabari, but
yeah, true.
there's it's a whole
I know. Well, there's a lot of years of this coming, so
different
maybe I actually think we should do a Christmas one because I really want another one now too. Like I'm addicted because like I need something to hang up next to my
I'm just
con.
really, really happy to hang this up. I'm really happy. And now
Yeah,
I'm
I love
happy
it.
to
I'm gonna wear
watch
this.
Castle. You're happy to watch Knipple win Rookie of the Year.
Oh, this is I think this is oh man.
Was this our
This
best
is really
segment ever?
awesome. This was our best segment ever. Longest pod ever, I think we've ever done. So we're gonna split this up into two parts. I'm glad that you had no idea because that and
No.
I'm excited to do this throughout the years because I think it's gonna be a really fun segment. I think we should do a Christmas one, I'll be
I'm going to
honest.
get you an insane collection going. I mean,
Yes,
I'm
me
talking
too.
Kings Dario Saric. I'm
Nope, not
talking
that. No.
Lakers Russ. It's going to
Nope.
be,
Oh my God. That is horrible. I'll give
Suns
you Lakers
Nurk.
Jackson
Suns
Hayes.
Nurkic.
Oh
Come
my,
on.
Suns Ayton.
That's not bad. Come on.
That is bad.
In the finals.
Yeah, I think I mean the odds of my next one being a Hawk, a Magic, a Spur, a Piston is very high.
Yeah. All
Yeah.
right. Let's wrap it.
All right, let's wrap it. Thank you guys so much for listening. I can't wait for what we got this year. It's gonna be awesome. We're gonna be super locked in, better than ever. If you are on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get this podcast, please like, leave a 5-star review. Tell your friends about us. We really could use it. Shout out to our new logo. I'm excited about that.
New name,
If you're
new
on
logo.
YouTube, new name, new logo. Yeah, we're now the long two. I feel like we didn't really cover that well, but whatever. If you're on YouTube, please like and subscribe and leave a comment. It helps us out so much. Yeah, tell your friends, try and get people to listen for us. It would be great. But yeah, as always, thank you all for listening and peace.